Welcome back to New Rockstars. Loki Episode 5 brought us closer to the real big bad behind the TVA, but not before throwing us a bunch of Easter eggs, backstabbing Lokis, and a variant-eating mega cloud at us first. How is this wild show going to end? That's what I ask. This is Rogue Theory, the show where we pitch the wildest theories for the shows and movies that we love. My name is MT, and going rogue with me today is comedian and writer Jessica Clemens. What's going on, Jess? An actor and host of Whitney Vision, Whitney Van Lanningham. Hello, Whitney!
Hi, how are you? I'm just really psyched about Alligator Loki. That's where I'm at today.
Right? Dude, he took that man's whole arm off. I'm all about it.
Dude.
I'm all about it.
Alligator action. I have a serious theory about that I will talk about later.
And, of course, entertainer and host from Fandango, Kale Anonymous. What's going on,
Kale? Hey! I mean, wait, hold on. There we go. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, everybody.
Beautiful.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Of course, Kale. Of course. We need all three of you guys to go rogue on this latest episode of Loki because it's kind of crazy. We have the Lokis all in limbo, or I'm sorry, the void, and they're all trying to escape the void by attacking Eliath, the big mega cloud that likes to eat things from other realities. With Loki and Sylvie now headed to this mysterious castle at the end of time, at the end of the episode, how the hell is this crazy journey with all these gods of mischief going to wrap up?
I just want audio of me saying it's Kang the Conqueror just so that when it isn't, when he's not in there, that I can be called out for it. So guys, here's what I think. I think it's Kang the Conqueror in that castle. Okay, but seriously though, I think it's another Loki.
You think it's another Loki?
Yeah.
I think it's another Loki. I think that the ultimate battle that he has to do is one last time fight himself and like show that he's overcome every single thing that he's said about himself. Because if you recall, Loki, his big thing is he wants to be king. He wants to rule over all. And this Loki is trying to preserve whatever timeline keeps everyone else from being able to stop him from doing that. And so I think the final boss is going to be Loki, but that Kang the Conqueror is going to be involved in some way because Kang has a lot of ability. He has time manipulation and he has access to technology. It'll be really fun to see another Loki again, right? More Lokis. Lokis all over the place.
Loki.
Just
it,
sprinkle
we can't
Lokis
have enough
everywhere.
Lokis. This last episode had not enough Lokis for me. You know,
we
had that whole Loki
enough.
Fight, but I was like, you know what? We could have like two or three times more than this. But no, I really like that idea because like you said about like having that last final boss, I should say, be like another Loki would be like sort of like this final pin to the tale of like Loki overcoming himself. And like, the whole show is about himself. So like, I do like that.
As a storytelling element, it's like a nice wrap up to it as like a Marvel fan sort of thing. I think a lot of people are going to be mad. It's not like Mephisto or something, you know?
Yeah.
So, what if it's like one of the weird Lokis? You know what I mean? Like, cause we already saw the frog Thor. So what if it's like a weird Loki. I'm thinking just...
Well, how weird are we talking, Kale? How weird are we
Beta
talking?
Beta Ray Bill weird kind of Loki. That's what I'm thinking. Just give me another
like
weird
an alien
Loki.
Loki.
Whitney loved Alligator Loki. Let's get all the zoo full of Lokis. Just
seriously.
here's my alternate theory about President Loki after Alligator Loki takes his hand.
Okay.
Because this is... Disney, what if that Loki turns into Captain Hook, moves to the island with all the Lost Boys, and now, like this Loki was D.B. Cooper, that Loki is now Captain Hook.
Oh my God.
Are we doing like a dark Peter Pan cinematic universe?
Oh, 100%,
I mean,
yeah.
It could work considering that the actual land that they're in could actually be a Neverland type scenario.
Dude, Hook is going to be so hot. They would make Hook so sexy.
Oh, dude, Tom Hiddleston Hook would be great. I'm into it. He already has a missing hand. What more does he need? He just needs a hook. That's all. That's all. It's so easy to get. Prop department, done.
Exactly. Yeah. He could just take one of his horn hooks.
Yeah,
one of
he
his
can
horns,
just be like,
shove it on his hand.
Oh, horn
easy,
hook,
easy.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jess? What do you got?
I agree, but I also disagree. It's really hard because if anything's unraveling, it's just everyone's theories. It seems like we've been like jumping. It's so much of a conclusion that... And the writers are like, no, it's the most basic form. 1 + 1 = 2. And I'm like, no, it could equal something else. So I'm just like, I want to believe, because we haven't seen, like, the King Loki. We haven't seen him from the trailers, right? So I was like, oh, King Loki's going to be behind there, and it's going to have to be a battle between the two Lokis, right? But then I was like, you know what Marvel likes to do? They like to put flashbacks in freaking trailers. So I think that King Loki's not going to actually be there. It could be Kang, or it could be Renslayer from a different timeline branch that are waiting there for him. And it's like, if you let us to keep doing this, look at the timeline you could be. You could be King of Asgard. You could be King of this. This is what you could be. So I don't think, I think the most writer 101 trick is to make it a freaking Loki, which I want it to be. But the rogue theory in me is like, it's got to be someone else. And I really want it to be Kang, but I don't think we're going to see Kang.
I have a theory that might actually fit with that, just to add on to that, because I also do think that it's most likely going to be a Loki, because obviously we're kind of, it's not like Disney is going to take this show that needs to be so universal for people who aren't super, super deep into the comics. So I don't think that they're going to do like a crazy deep cut. That's kind of why I think that they're going to go with King Loki. But I kind of had a theory. Loki used to kind of be like working with Thanos to try to get that angle, you know, and I was wondering if maybe he's working in angle with Kang the Conqueror, because Kang the Conqueror has access to all that time travel stuff. He's like an expert at that. And so I'm wondering if Loki is like partnered with him. King Loki is partnered with him in some way, and the two of them are going to end up being there together in some capacity, working together, or Loki's tricking him into working with him.
That could still be valid, because, Loki could hope to trick Kang the Conqueror by the end of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I do. Okay. You know, I really like Jessica's Renslayer theory, though. Like, obviously, I didn't know that you could win this show. So, obviously, I think my theory is a little bit better. But I like Jessica's, because it would make sense that that Renslayer would have a version of herself and, like, give her Miss Minutes and kind of just like want to benefit herself, put her in control of the whole thing, because she would be the only person she could trust. And when Renslayer shows up and sees that she has to like face herself, maybe she's the one that defeats herself and she becomes good.
Yeah,
but that would be a nice little twist that no one would see coming. So I like that idea, but not better than mine, just for the sake of me winning the show.
Not better than mine. Yours makes the most sense. Yours makes the most sense. I think for Rogue Theory, though, it's not rogue enough, but I going off of what they said about mine, saying that mine is the best there. Now that we have Eliath, there is the issues where Renslayer does come back from her own a different timeline and works together with Earth's Renslayer. So it's not impossible that it could be another Renslayer sitting up in there waiting for this shit to come down. It just would be very anticlimactic if it is a different version of Renslayer sitting there just being like, oh God, you made it past Eliath. Also, the fact that she could control Eliath would make no real sense to me, unless this one from a different timeline is just like using Kang's like ability or doing something. But I don't know. Also, I guess in the series, they don't make Eliath kind of like he is. He is kind of what he is. In the comics, he's invisible and I think much more powerful. But in this one, he's kind of like a loose cannon dog running all over the place. So I don't know. It just seems like you couldn't really control him. It has to be someone really powerful in order to control him.
Okay, I really like that. That is a very rogue theory. So for that, I'm going to give you 5,000 rogue points for that, Woo-hoo! My friend Jess. That's a really good theory. And of course, I'm going to hand out points to everybody else. Whitney, I'm going to give 4,000 points for your theory and another 4,000 points for Kale's theory, because another Loki does seem very likely. But what do you think is going to be the big final cliffhanger of the finale? Like, because we are going to get a season 2 of Loki. So like, what do you think is going to be that, oh my God, I can't wait for season 2 moment?
I think they're going to kiss. I think they're going to do a big smooch.
It's Kid Loki. It's Kid Loki. It's going to be Kid Loki. he definitely was like underplayed, and he's got some sass. I think everyone wouldn't mind seeing Kid Loki running around doing Loki stuff. So, and then hopefully he'd get to keep the alligator and throw the alligator at people. So everyone gets what they want. Everyone gets their alligator. They get a Kid Loki to put in with the Young Avengers. Kid Loki, let's just go.
I think the big cliffhanger will be that whoever the big bad is going to definitely escape. And there's just going to be turmoil in the future, and we're going to have to figure out who that person is. it's either going to be that person's going to escape, or, which I don't think will happen, but I want to happen from a writer perspective, I want Loki to die and Sylvie to get away.
Again? You want him to die again?
I want him to kick Sylvie through some portal to save her, because she said, what if you betray me? And I think that betray is going to be in an act of love, and I think he's going to kick her to safety, and then he's going to fight and lose, and he's going to die. And I think he's going to die a hero, which is going to be even worse for the timeline, because he's going to die a hero again. So,
oh my god, I can't watch Loki die again.
It's just like,
if I had to watch Vision die, if I had to watch Vision die 8 times, you guys can deal with Loki dying like 20. I know. My man died so many times for this franchise.
What do you think, Whitney?
Well, I do think that I'm not 100% sure on really fucking anything, but I do think that if it is something with Kang the Conqueror, whatever it is just going to be setting up for Quantumania, whatever it is. And I also think that Loki and Sylvie are going to smooch, and I want them to, and I don't care if it's weird to kiss yourself. I think it's great. I want them to kiss so bad. That's my cliffhanger. I want them to just be like smooching.
Hey, it's self-love.
Yeah,
it's self-love.
I agree.
What are they going to smooch before? Because they've had so many good smooch moments. What do you think is going to be the smooch
moment?
They're
going to smooch and get kicked through the portal. They're going to get smooched and kicked through the portal.
Smooch and then death? Oh my God.
The old smooch and kick. The old smooch and kick to the portal.
It worked in 300. It can work here.
Yeah, dog.
Did he kiss him before he kicked him in 300?
And my dreams.
He's like, this is Sparta.
Kisses his forehead and then just kicks him straight in the chest.
Just a gentle kiss.
Yes.
A rated G 300. I want to see that. Okay, so that is it for that question. Thank you guys for your amazing answers. So we got some more theories about all those glorious Easter eggs hidden throughout this episode, but first, a few words from the folks that help us make Rogue Theory. So, are you currently shirtless and need something to cover your shivering body? Well, we can help at New Rockstars Merch. We have all kinds of shirts, including this limited edition Latest Obsession shirt, Loki Out of Time, which I am wearing right now. It's my most prized possession. I won't let it out of my sight. I haven't showered in many weeks. Buying the Latest Obsession shirt will give you the ability to leave a message on our Inside Marvel Loki After Show that will show up on screen during the show, which is pretty cool. And we got a full line of Loki-inspired merch, including stickers, buttons, and ties. Though act fast, because some of these items and sizes are selling out, like really fast. So find it all over at newrockstarsmerch.com. But of course, we want to thank Upstart for sponsoring this video. If you dread looking at your credit card statements, you're not alone. Debt can feel crippling, but Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom. Upstart is a fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. And whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment. And Upstart knows you're more than just your credit score and is expanding access to affordable credit. And unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate for your loan. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. To find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today, when you go to upstart.com/rogue. That's upstart.com/rogue. And don't forget to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Go to upstart.com/rogue. Our friends at Blue Chew have a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no doctor's office or pharmacy trips, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. And their licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength. And if you hate swallowing pills, good news! Blue Chew is chewable, just like it says in the name. So if you can benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform in the bed, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special offer for our audience. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ROGUE at checkout and just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ROGUE, to receive your first month for free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this video. And of course, we want to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this video as well. Is there something interfering with your happiness, preventing you from achieving your goals? Like, I personally struggle from depression hardcore, if I have for the longest time. So like, I know that like a therapist is a really huge help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's professional counseling done securely online. And the service is available for clients worldwide and has a broad range of expertise available which may not be focally available in many areas. So log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit betterhelp.com/rogue, that's better H-E-L-P, and join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And there's a special offer for the Rogue Theory audience. Get up to 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/rogue. All right, gang, let's talk some more Loki. So the void is scattered with Marvel Easter eggs, including Throg, the Thanos copter, the Dark Aster ship, a Project Insight helicarrier, Kang Tower, and classic Loki confirming the fan theory that Loki faked his death, disguising himself as floating debris. So which of these do you think is most likely to be restored as MCU canon, and pitch the story behind this pruned detail?
I'll be honest, the one I really would like to see out of all of these is classic Loki's tale, but I just don't think it's going to need to come back as much as Kid Loki's will. And I like the idea that Kid Loki claims that he killed Thor in this episode. So he claims that he killed Thor, but also these are people that got pruned from their timeline because, and I think he said it, or someone said it, they were trying to change themselves. They were trying to better themselves. So I feel like it could have been even like a Ragnarok scenario where like he like tried saving Thor and Thor died, or he tried to jump in away and Thor died by accident instead of him. Or honestly, just like it had to be something by accident that he's honestly just weighing on himself. He's a child.
Right. Yeah.
So he's probably just saying that he's the reason Thor died. He killed Thor, and people probably acknowledge him as the person that killed Thor because he is just Loki. But the TVA is like, but deep down, you know, you're the hero and we can't have that. So that's why they pruned him. And then that way he's just like, even as like a young Avenger, wherever he's coming back, he'll always be guilted with that scenario of like, I killed my brother. I killed Thor. And people are like, but did you kill Thor, or did you just, it was an accident? Like, calm down, dude. You need to relax. So I think we're going to see Kid Loki more so, but I would love to see classic Loki's tale. Oh my God.
Okay.
I would kill for that.
Okay. I like that. What about you, Whitney? What do you got? What do you got, Whitney?
Okay. Well, first of all, just really quick while we're on the subject of Kid Loki, I love that they have high C in juice boxes in the void, because that was the best part. They were all slugging wine, and then he was so just good.
Was it Ecto Cooler?
Dude, I hope it was Ecto Cooler. I didn't zoom in, but Ecto Cooler was my favorite flavor.
Well, I think it was Ecto Cooler.
God, I hope so. Ecto Cooler in the void makes sense, because obviously it was a limited edition thing, so maybe in this timeline they still have Ecto Cooler in the
variant.
Void.
Yeah.
God damn it, I wish I was
in
the
Surge
void
in
right
there
now.
Too?
Amazing.
I would do anything to get an Ecto Cooler. I would do anything.
Reality. Let's go to the void.
The sacred timeline. I want the void.
Any flavor that gets discontinued gets sent to the void. So like
absolutely. The
tostadas from Taco Bell are in the void.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Szechuan sauce.
The Szechuan sauce.
All that shit.
Oh yeah, Szechuan sauce. The McRib is in the void sometimes, but it leaves when it comes back every once in a while.
Oh,
it
keeps coming back. Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps coming back.
It finds
back
one of the little time pads every now and again.
Yes.
The McRib has a temp pad. That is exactly what happened. something that I think that I'm definitely interested in seeing the canon behind is Mobius's character, because I really want to know like what his Nexus event was. I want to see if he ever gets his jet ski. And I do have a pretty rogue theory about what Mobius's Nexus could be. And that's something that I might want to see. My friend John Piricello and I were talking, and he was saying that he believes that Mobius is actually a variant of real life actor Owen Wilson. He was not allowed to say wow in this show. They told him no wow. And so on a different timeline, he did say wow in the show. So he immediately had to be pruned. And that's how he became Mobius. Oh, wow.
Now that's a rogue theory.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what I believe. And also my friend Cello's believes that. So we're stuck on that theory. We're stuck on it.
Okay. Real life.
All right.
Owen Wilson. Right. Writing that down. Owen Wilson. Gotcha. That is a very rogue theory.
To knock on MT's door. Ding, ding, dong, dong. So I think for sure you are right about Loki being a damn, like Mobius being a damn variant of Loki. Because that scene where they zoomed into all six of their eyes and alligator Loki was the only one with yellow eyes. They can't have yellow eyes. Well, they could. But the fact is, like, they all had the exact identical eyes. And I was like, this son of a bitch. I was like, this son of a bitch. He is a Loki.
Mobius is totally Loki.
He is a Loki. How are they going to zoom in like that on his eyes?
Straight up.
They literally did casting and was like, blue-eyed men only. Yeah. I was like, they all have the exact same eyes. I was like, damn. And they zoomed in on all of their faces. And I was like, they all look the same except for, you know, alligator Loki because he's an animal. But
dude, I really want alligator Loki to just have sparkling baby blues. I would love that.
Dude, if Mobius turns out to be a Loki, Loki is definitely going to try and have sex with him. It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, 100%.
It's going to be this one Loki orgy.
I watch it.
It's going to be Sylvie, totally Mobius, and Loki. That's going to be my new Taika Waititi, Rita Ora, and oh God, why am I blanking on her name? Tessa Thompson. That's going to be my new threesome favorite is Loki, Sylvie, Mobius.
Classic Loki, all for me.
That's a new blunt rotation as you pick which Lokis you'd want to...
Alligator Loki first. Alligator Loki first. Oh, yes. Number
one. He always starts it. Always.
I would die for Alligator Loki. He gets the first hit. He's my favorite character. I'm sorry. I just want to kiss his little face.
I'm waiting for those plushes. I'm waiting for those plushes to come out.
Me too.
And I'm
going to
buy like
10
of them.
I'm going to buy
400. Well, they just need to make like pet... They need to make pet horns.
Yeah.
And then you could just put it on whatever pet you have.
Oh, they should. They should make the horn. You could put it on your pug, Whitney.
I definitely want a Pugsley Loki. A Pugsley Loki would be top.
Yes, there it is.
Pugsley Loki? Oh my God.
Does Marvel watch this show?
Okay, well, Owen, I know you're a variant, Owen.
Okay, so we heard from Whitney, we heard from Jess. What do you think, Kale?
Well, they already took some really good... They took the better theories where we see we see the older Loki floating around as trash in the universe for a long, long time. That's a good one. And then,
just like me.
Yeah. and then young Loki. But I am such a Thanos stan that I just want to see Thanos come back in some form. And since we saw the Thanos copter... And since it's still Disney, I think we should get a Thanos copter in Cars.
Yes.
I think he should come back in Cars as Thanos copter.
Oh my God.
Because we haven't seen a Cars movie in a while. So I think the Cars need a villain. So, and you know, they can dress up you know, Carpton America or Black Window, you know, like there's many different.
Black Tint. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
But yeah,
oh
I'd love
God.
To see the Cars. And then Owen Wilson's in that too. So there it is.
Yeah, dog.
He's
a
Lightning McQueen. So there you go.
He's already Ka-chow. There.
I think you have solved this whole thing, Kale.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanos copter.
Okay. So the Cars universe. I'm going to write that down.
This is rogue theory. Right. This is rogue theory. And I'm just saying, he's a rogue ass.
We are going mega rogue. So we have Cars. We got real life Owen Wilson. And we got a kid Loki theory. I'm going to go ahead and award these points now. And I'm going to have to give that Cars theory a whole 5,000, because that is crazy. But I'm also going to give real life Owen Wilson a whole 5,000.
Yes!
That is pretty crazy.
But wow.
And I'm going to give Kid Loki a 4,000 because it is pretty good. But like, oh, wow.
Wow. Oh,
Because it is pretty good, but I don't think it's as crazy as a Cars or a real life Owen Wilson.
This is rogue theory at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we gotta go rogue. So we got 5,000 for Kale, and then we got 5,000 for, we gotta keep track here, 5,000 for Whitney.
Look, you're the banker in Monopoly, but you're the bad part, the bad one.
This is my second time hosting, okay? I'm just saying.
You better slip me some extra points. If you slipping anyone extra points, it better be me.
Okay. So let us move on to our rogue question. Today's rogue question of the day is, with Netflix rebooting the beloved He-Man and the Master of the Universe, which favorite cartoon show from your childhood would you like to see redone today?
I want Clone High back. I don't care in what
Clone
form.
High.
I need it back. Everyone that likes Clone High, everyone that watched it, loved it. It's by Chris Miller and Phil Lord. They're hot right now. Why not bring it back? The cast is great.
Isn't it coming back? I thought I heard something of it coming back.
Listen, I'll believe it when I see it. You know how many times I've heard that the Uncharted movie was being made? I've heard that
It's almost done.
I know. I understand it. I hear you. But I've been reporting on that since I've been doing entertainment news over a decade. So when I see it on the big screen, Tom Holland could do it. He could sit there and he could just, the whole movie could be him staring at the screen being like, I hate you, Kale. But as long as it was made, I'll believe it. But so when we see Clone High, I'll believe it. But I would love to see that.
True.
Everyone, if you haven't watched Clone High, watch it. It became a meme
recently. Very good.
The JFK stuff. Yeah. It's great. Great show. Great show.
It's a really great show.
I think it would be super intense and dark and cool if they did a live action Gargoyles.
That's a really good answer.
Be so sick. And then so many kids that don't know Gargoyles would be so into it because they'd be like, what the hell's a gargoyle? And I'd be like, what the hell's a gargoyle? Y'all never seen a cathedral? And I'd go,
y'all need to go to church.
Y'all need to go to church. Y'all motherfucking need Jesus. That's what I say to my nephew. He'll be like, okay, auntie, calm down. Gargoyles, bitch. I would wild out if they made a live action, dark, seedy, gargoyles. That'd be sick.
I love it. I would freaking love that. What about you, Whitney?
All right. I got to go always with, I want more Invader Zim. Enter the Florpus wasn't enough for me. I was obsessed with it. I've watched Enter the Florpus probably 800 times. The part where he throws the pug into the sky. That cracks me up every single time. just him being like, but I love that pig, you know? I really want more Invader Zim. And I wish that I could force Jonan Vasquez to give me more because it's all I want.
I mean, we can. We just all leave right now. Let's force her to do it.
You can't stop all of us.
Let's get in the car. Let's go down to his house.
If you harass him on Twitter enough, he'll do it.
That's the general rule for anything, really.
We'll take a bunch of those gummies and then we'll head out.
Okay, we got Invader Zim, we got Gargoyles, and we got Clone High. But I know I love me some Gargoyles. Yeah. That's a really good answer. So I'm going to give 7,000 points for that amazing answer. And, I'm sorry. And then I'm going to give 5,000 for Invader Zim, and I'm going to give 6,000 for Clone High, because that's a deep cut.
Clone High is a deep-ass cut. Clone High is a deep cut.
You know what's great about the Gargoyles, too, is you could, if you're, you had kids, you would just be like, oh, everyone, you're a gargoyle now. If you want them to just stop being rambunctious, and then they all just freeze in statue
form. They have to freeze.
Great way to just stop them from being
rats. I'm going to have a bunch of creepy children that think they're gargoyles to just stand in a supermarket. I'm like, gargoyle now.
That's exactly.
Just next to the Pepsi,
people are like, are they okay? I'm like, yeah, they just saw the movie Gargoyles.
They're just gargoyles.
Right up against the deli counter.
It's the new planking. It's just gargoyling.
Gargoyling.
A menace. Menace to society. It truly should never happen.
We ruined it. It was a great idea. Now it's not anymore.
Well, I think this makes Jess our winner for today's Rogue Theory. Oh. Congratulations, Jess. Yo, Kale, play the clap thing. Do it. Now it's official. Woo, we did it. Congratulations, Jess. You're amazing as always, but now it is proven that you are the Rogue Theory Princess of the day.
Wish I was Rogue Theory Princess.
Too late. You already gave me the title. You already gave me the title.
Maybe one day.
I am the princess.
But that is it for this episode of Rogue Theory. Thank you to our guests, Whitney Van Lanningham, Kale Anonymous, and Jessica Clemens. You can follow them on Twitter. And of course, you can support our channel by checking out our new Loki-themed merch like this. It's pretty cool shirt.
Lift it higher. Lift it higher.
Lift it higher. It's the latest obsession shirt. It's f***ing awesome. It's really cool. You should go get it because it's running out of time. It's not going to be here forever. You go to newrockstarsmerch.com and be like me. Okay, you can follow me at Mastertainment if you want to see me tweet some really weird, pointless shit. But most importantly, follow New Rockstars wherever we are and subscribe here on YouTube. And we will see you guys next time.
Don't
Bye,
follow
everybody.
MT. He's going to retweet how you look like a Cabbage Patch doll.
What?
He's going to say that you look like...
It was funny.
He thinks I look like a Cabbage Patch doll.
No,
he said it. He agreed with it.
I didn't
it.
Say
that's why he
that.
Likes, that's why,
it was
gave
very
you
funny.
That,
I wish I could show it to the camera right now, but I do not look like that damn doll.
You're the one who tweeted the comparison.
I didn't want you to agree. You were supposed to not agree with me.
Oh my God.
I didn't agree. I just retweeted it. I was like, hey, let's see what people think.
What? Good night.
I didn't say nothing.
Goodbye.
Okay. Pretty much. This is the part of the sitcom where I get booed.